Michael Moore warns Dems, while you laugh at Trump's base in Tulsa, there's no massive, intense love of Joe Biden. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 20, 2020. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore is warning Democrats and the political left that while they may be laughing at President Donald Trump's supporters gathering in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for his campaign rally on Saturday, there's no massive, intense love of Joe Biden. Don't get all smug laughing at these bubbas in Tulsa today and snickering over how many of them are going to come down with COVID-19, wrote Moore in an Instagram caption on Saturday. They live, eat and breathe Trump, and none of us do that with Joe Biden. We're counting on hatred of Trump, not love of Biden, to win the day. Is that how you really think, hate beats love? Like, the more we ply our neighbor's hatred of Trump, that's the ticket to win? Because deep down we know there's no massive, intense love of Joe Biden, admitted Moore, who predicted in July 2016 that Donald Trump would defeat Hillary Clinton. They started lining up on twos in Tulsa for Trump's rally today. 100,000 are expected, said Moore. Trump has lost none of his base and they are more rabid than ever. Sleeping on the sidewalk for 5 nights just to get in to see Trump? That is commitment. Do not take Trump for granted. Don't think he can't win. Don't get all cocky telling everyone there's no way he's winning the White House because, frankly, you sound a lot like yourself 4 years ago, Moore warned his followers. I have a question I want you to answer, and I ask you to answer me honestly. How many people would line up for 5 days just to hear Joe Biden talk? 12? 5? None? Inquired Moore. Meanwhile, Biden's rally in Pennsylvania on Wednesday appears to have elicited the exact opposite response, according to a report by the New York Times, which noted that hardly any voters had attended the event. About 20 hand-picked local officials, small business owners and reporters sat in folding chairs, each placed within a large white circle taped on the floor of a recreation center to maintain, or at least encourage, social distancing, reported the New York Times. A few attendees whispered to each other as photographers quietly chatted, the report added, describing the event. You could hear the clack of typing echoing across the room. The silence was striking. Then, Mr. Biden appeared, added the New York Times. He arrived with such little fanfare that I didn't even notice him enter the room. Moore added that the candidate who inspires the most people in the swing states to excitedly get to the polls is the one who wins the White House. We've better figure this out, the Oscar winner warned. Biden better get out of the basement. We need to know he is okay. We need to know what plan B is. We can't risk anything with this election. Biden has to rock everyone's world to win. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.